Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
And a good Saturday morning to you, thanks to the help you will receive from ASC Certified Technician Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive in St. Paul. We'll keep it running. We'll help you do that very thing. Good morning. Welcome to CCO's Car Care Show. Danny Long on this end. And if you're new to the show, thanks for checking us out. Let me introduce you to ASC Certified Technician Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive in St. Paul. Dan, good morning. Welcome back.
Good morning, Danny. Thank you.
Did you have a good couple of weeks?
Yeah, I had... Took a road trip out east. My granddaughter is in PA school out in Roanoke, Virginia. So we drove out there to see her and see what her school was like and all that. And so we spent a week driving up and down the East Coast.
Did the weather cooperate with you?
It was beautiful, actually. Weather, and they were behind us in the leaves, so the leaves were just changing, and so, yeah, it was nice out there.
That's good. Good deal. Glad you were safe. Glad you're back. And if you have any kind of a car care question, if you have to bring in your vehicle for service and you want to know what could be ailing, why don't you give Dan a call, or you can just send a text, whichever is easier. People are doing that already. We enjoy your phone conversations, or again, if you just rather send a text, we will accept both. At just one number to remember, that's our text number. And call a phone number, 651-461-9226. That'll work for either. 651-461-9226. Dan, I was, as you probably have, been hearing in the news lately, I don't know, have details, but you and I talk about catalytic converter thefts for the longest time now. And I wanted to ask you if you're still seeing any at Lloyd's, but it looks like the feds have finally put the pressure on, and I think there are indictments that are going to be following. I think we're talking about a nationwide, if not bigger, group of folks, millions of dollars worth of stolen catalytic converters. How are things at Lloyd's? Have you seen many, or are there fewer now, do you think?
Exactly right. There's fewer, and I don't know if it's that the criminals are feeling the pressure, or that there aren't any of the good ones left. You know, the newer catalytic converters that they're making don't have the precious metals in them, so they're not interested in stealing those. And you know, the older vintage ones are. Boy, they've gotten so many of them. It just seems like maybe they're too hard to find anymore. But maybe. No, we've not seen nearly as many as we were at its peak. So that's good news.
What have you seen these newer types? I assume, I'm not sure, they don't have those precious metals in them. Otherwise, they'd be stealing those too. I wonder what the difference is between the old and the new.
You know, I don't know exactly, but they've found a way, you know, because... Well, one thing, Denny, they can't afford to put those precious metals in the catalytic converters. They have to come up with new technology, and that's exactly what they've done. When they were making them back in the old days, the metals were cheap, and they could do that. But then times have changed, and the metal prices have changed. And so along with that, the production of the catalytic converters had to change, and they've done that. And So that has deterred the thieves from taking them because they're just not, there's no value to them. Or I shouldn't say no value. There's little value to them.
Right.
Right.
Any kind of a car care question doesn't have to be about catalytic converters, but whatever problems you may be having with yours. And again, we always like to say you don't have to be a motorhead or a gearhead. A lot of folks, many folks work on their own cars. Some are able to do that yet. But you don't have to be, again, any particular expert. We've got calls from all over the country, for that matter, and texts. Let's go to the phones. I think Kathy is first up here calling in from Plymouth this morning. Hi, Kathy. What's your question for Dan?
Yes, we were driving in the dark about a month ago, and our headlights went out, and it happened again last Friday. And then last night, they dimmed, and we had taken it down to the dealer, and he changed the relay from the cooling to the what, David? David,
what?
He changed it from the cooling to the what? To the headlight system, and then last night, that's when they dimmed, but they didn't go out. Changed it from the cooling to the what? To the headlight system, and then last night, that's when they dimmed, but they didn't go out.
Hmm. Yeah, you know what's going on there? You didn't say what kind of car it was. What kind of car
it's
is it, Kathy?
It's a 2005 Chevy Trailblazer.
Yeah, I'm sure what they're going to find is you've got a bad connection somewhere. The headlights are a high amperage system, you know, with running the headlights. When you talk about leaving the headlights on, that's what makes your battery go dead the fastest if you leave them on, you know, without the car running. And that's because they draw a lot of amperage to make the lights as bright as they are. Because they're high amperage, the connections in all of the components need to be very tight, or those connections get hot. And it sounds like that's what's happened is with your vehicle is at the either the headlight switch or the dimmer switch or somewhere along the way, the power side has gotten hot because of a poor connection. And because there's a poor connection, from time to time there's no connection and the lights go out. If the lights are on dim, it's also because there's probably a poor connection in the thing. So, you know, what we would do is start at the headlight switch and check that. And wherever the problem is, they're going to find that the connector has started to melt. That's how hot it actually gets. And where they find that melted connector, that's where the problem is going to be. They'll have to replace the component. Like, for example, if they had to replace the headlight switch, they'll also have to replace the connector, and that'll take care of your problem.
All right. Good. Good luck with that, Kathy. Thanks very much. I tell you what, let's do it. Gene, you're going to be next. Gene in South St. Paul, so don't go away. We're going to take a real fast break here and invite our other listeners to join in as well. If you want to send Dan a text instead of a phone call, that'd be great. Keep in mind, Dan will be here only till about 7:45, so if you have a question, don't wait. Call or text right now at 651-461-9226. In the Twin Cities, at the moment, we have currently, officially, 32 degrees on our way to near 43. Small chance of showers. And what are we going to have for a daytime high? Near 51 tomorrow. We'll get you details coming along in a matter of minutes here. On News Talk 830 WCCO, don't forget, turn your clocks back 1 hour as you... Good Saturday morning to you. This is the 5th of November. Denny Long with Dan Burns, ASC Certified Technician at Lloyd's Automotive, located exactly where, Dan?
Well, thanks for asking, Denny. We are exactly at 982 Grand Avenue in St. Paul, which is right between Lexington and Victoria. You can find us on the web at lloydsautomotive.net, L-L-O-Y-D-S, lloydsautomotive.net, or give us a call, 651-228-1316.
Very good. We'll get you that number before Dan leaves us, which is about 7:45 this morning. Any kind of a car care question, call it in or text it in. The phone number is 651 461-9226. It's also the text number. Dan, we promised Gene, South St. Paul, that Gene would be next up here on the horn. Thank you for waiting, Gene. What's your question for Dan?
Yeah, I have a 2010 Saturn View, and every so often I put the key in the ignition, and it won't turn. Won't turn left, won't turn, just won't. It's frozen. And then I take the, I have found out over the years, I take the solid steering wheel, and it's locked, but I try to force it to the left and to the right and to the left and to the right, and then try the ignition, and it will start. But it's very hard to go somewhere, and now your car won't start, and it, sometimes I wiggle that steering wheel, and it still won't start for quite a while.
Yeah. You know, I think probably what's happening, Gene, is when you're in certain situations, when you shut the vehicle out, I don't know if it's when you're getting out of the car or what you're doing, but you turn the steering wheel just a little bit and, you know, the steering wheel's locked as it's supposed to be. And when that lock engages, if there's torque on the wheels, it can actually cause it to be jammed in that position. And so you're doing exactly the right thing. If you turn the steering wheel one direction and try turning the key, then it works. And I'm not sure what direction that is, but I think that's what's going on. I actually many years ago, when my mom was having trouble with this, and I looked at her car and I couldn't find anything wrong with it. And then she went to get in her car as she was leaving the shop, and she said, "Well, there it is. It's doing it right now." And I watched her get in the car. And when she got in the car, she grabbed the steering wheel to help her get in the car. And, you know, it turned a little bit, locked in place, and then it was jammed. And so I simply showed her how to push the steering wheel in the other direction, either to the right or to the left, and turn the key, and it'll work. So that's what I would suggest with you, is instead of wiggling your steering wheel the way that you are, I'd recommend that you turn it to the left first, hold it in that position, and turn the key. See if the key turns then. If that doesn't work, turn the steering wheel to the right, hold it in that position, and turn the key. And I'll bet in one of those positions, the key will turn just fine. And I think that's what you have going on.
Okay. Very good. Good luck with that, Gene. Here's one you can relate to, Dan. A text that says, "My daughter moved to Colorado. Now she says her car does not have the power it should. Does elevation have anything to do with it, or didn't need different oil? It's a 2017 Malibu."
Yeah, for one thing, the pressure and all of that changes when you get into elevation, so that's for sure, and it would have an effect on air fuel mixture and things like that, but the vehicles nowadays have a sensor in them to know what the pressure is caused by elevation. And it modifies the timing and the fuel mixture and all that based on elevation. So I guess the first thing they should do is check and see if the baro sensor is working properly. And if it is, then I'm not sure what it is. Maybe it said it's more mountainous and there's more hills and mountains that she's dealing with. And so maybe it just feels that way. But if the check engine light is not on, that's an indicator that the car itself is not finding any faults. But I think if something's changed, that probably means something's going on and it needs some attention. So I guess I would recommend that she bring that in, you know, describe what's going on to the shop, and then let them take a look at it and see what they can figure out.
Maybe she's near your son's shop, Ben's shop. The Brigham Inn, right?
Yeah, if it's in Denver. Ben actually has a couple shops in Denver, and he has one in near Boulder. So, yeah, if that's the case, let us know, and we'll put you in touch with him.
Outstanding. All right. Before we break for weather, I think Russell's calling in this morning from Burnsville, Dan. Russell, thank you. What's your question for Dan Burns?
Yeah. Good morning, guys. As always, a great program, and thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I recently bought and had installed some new LED headlights on my 2015 Ford Fusion, and I don't want to say that they didn't aim them right or they re-aimed them or something, but I don't know. In driving at night, it looks like they're just not aimed correctly. And I want that for my, you know, I got to have better vision. That's wonderful. But I also don't want to blind anybody oncomingly with these things.
Yeah. Well, I think
my question is there somewhere that aims headlights?
You know, not like there used to be. It's actually complicated. The headlights, you know, in order to aim the headlights in the old days, we used to have a machine that we would attach right to the headlight and then, you know, set the level to a certain specification, and that was correct. Nowadays, it's a little more complicated because you can't attach that, you know, you can't put the attachment on the headlights anymore. So it's gotten more complicated, but they are, certainly are adjustable. So my recommendation to you is when you're driving, pay attention if you think that the headlights are too high or if they're too low. You know, my recommendation to you is when you're driving, pay attention if you think that the headlights are too high or if they're too low. You know, turn on the high beams and see how that does, but if they need to go up or down a little bit, there's certainly a way to do that, and you just need to decide which way you think they should go.
Okay. Hang on, Dan. We're going to have a look at that CCO forecast, and we'll have the remaining minutes of our car care show after that. Here is our phone number. It's also the text number, 651-461-9226. Back with more after the weather here on Newstalk 830 WCCO. Good Saturday morning to you. Welcome back to our car care show. Danny Long here with Dan Burns, ASE certified technician at Lloyd's Automotive in St. Paul. Dan has helped us out for so many years here, 25, 27? I lost count. But it's been a while, and we appreciate that. I know our listeners do as well. Here's our phone number. It's also the text number, 651-461-9226. Speaking of text, Dan, here's one. Good morning. Love the show. I have a 2019 Chevy Trax all-wheel drive. I wanted to know how to reset the oil life on the dashboard after receiving an oil change at the dealership. They forgot to do it themselves. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's I found, well, you do it for me, but I've also found the information in my manual.
Yep. You'll find it in your manual. The source, Danny, this is, you don't have to be embarrassed that you don't know how to do this.
No.
Because on half of them, I don't know how to do them, and I do them all day long. They're all different. Everyone's different. They all have a little different procedure. And we have had good success finding a video on YouTube that'll show you to do it. And in fact, a video is most helpful, more helpful than reading it for me anyway.
Yep.
I like to see the video. But yeah, if you look on YouTube or somewhere like that, you'll find a video or a description of how to do it. And like I say, they're all different. Sometimes some of them you turn the key on and push the accelerator pedal all the way to the floor three times. And some of them you hold the trip button and turn the key on and hold that for a period of time. And so there's all sorts of different procedures. But if you find it somewhere with a web search, you'll get your answer.
It's kind of like patting your stomach and rubbing the top of your head at the same time.
Yeah, the combination can be
confusing. Tough to do. But it's doable, so don't give up.
Right.
All right. Here's a 2012 Subaru Forester with only 44,000 miles consuming oil. Two technicians have said no signs of a normal leak, so I was advised to talk to Subaru. Just keep adding oil lightly, do you think? Let's see. They want to know if there's anything past known issues with oil consumption. Subaru is not interested, they said. So what are the fixes for this oil consumption, and how expensive do you think it is? Well, or just do I just keep adding oil? The question.
Yeah, I don't know how often you're adding oil. If you have to add a quart or two, you know, every oil change, that's probably not enough to worry about. I would probably just keep doing that. If Subaru doesn't have any sort of recall with oil consumption, then however much it's consuming, they think it's normal. You know, as an engine loosens up over time, it will start to consume a little bit of oil, and or not always, but sometimes it will consume a little bit of oil, and that's just fine. It's not worth what it would cost to get in there and do the repair, which is, you know, sometimes overhauling the engine. It's not worth that. So if it's just a minor consumption and all you have to do is add a little bit of oil, I think that's probably the best solution.
I want to alert our listeners, if we didn't, and we won't be able to get to all the text messages, I will save them and we'll open up the show next week with those very questions. So I appreciate your patience and thanks for sending them. I think we have time for maybe one more here. Hi, Dan and Denny. The 2004 Sienna has an intermittent ticking sound in the driver's side dashboard area. Sometimes the sound is sort of a rhythmic like a ticking clock, but more often it's just random, usually fast. Any idea what this could be? It doesn't happen when I when I get it to the dealer. I guess that's the question right there. Yeah. What do you think?
Well, you know, most commonly when I hear complaints about clicking like that in the dash, all the heat doors, you know, all the blend doors are driven by electric servo motors. And if one of the doors is stuck or if one of the servo motors is broken, they'll click like that. And what I'd recommend, if you want to confirm this, is, you know, start the car up. And when you start the car up, oftentimes all of the doors go through a self-check. So that's the most common time that you'll hear it. If not, try changing all the temperatures and the modes and all that stuff in your heat control and see if you can recreate the noise. And then if you can, then when you get it to the dealership, you'll be able to explain it to them and show them what it's doing, and it will be clear. But like I say, most commonly when I hear complaints about clicking in the dash, it has something to do with the heating and air conditioning system.
Okay. Interesting. All right, Dan, we're out of time, but thank you so much. How do we get in touch with you and your good crews at Lloyd's?
Well, come on over. We are at 982 Grand Avenue in St. Paul. You can find us on the web at lloydsautomotive.net, L-L-O-Y-D-S, lloydsautomotive.net, or give us a call, 651-228-1316.
I'm going to do that very thing this week, and we'll probably see you this week sometime.
Sounds good. I'll look forward to that, Denny.
Thanks, me too. Thanks, Dan. Dan Burns, Lloyd's Automotive. Stay tuned next for Jack Farrell's Wine Chat here on News Talk 830. This is WCCO.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.